willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Into the show. We're having some technical difficulties trying to connect State Representative Neil Friske into the show. Hopefully he can hear us now. This is the second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, July 22nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy. Again, joining us on the line is State Representative Neil Friske. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Randy. How are you? Sorry.
I'm good.
Technical problems here, but...
That's okay. We need to get you closer to the computer because the headset's not working at all, so we'll just do it through the computer. One thing I did want to ask you, you've been out on the campaign trail. What's the overall response from the folks out there in the community?
The response is overwhelming. It's been phenomenal. Every day that I'm out meeting people, I'm getting nothing but positive feedback. And I'm excited. I wish the election was tomorrow because... We're ready to roll. I think people are ready to vote Friske, and we're excited for Election Day to get here.
I can't wait for August 6th. It couldn't come sooner. I feel the exact same way. I understand totally what you're saying. Vicky and I, man, you get to a point, Neil, you do all this effort, you know, you file your name, you launch your campaign, you start knocking on doors, you start talking to people, you start attending events. People don't realize how grueling it is to run for office, especially for state representative. Technically, how many counties do you represent now in the 107th?
Well, there's a total of five different counties in my district. I have two counties completely, Charlevoix and Emmett, and then Mackinac City and Mackinac Township in Sheboygan counties. And then about the eastern two-thirds of Mackinac and Chippewa and the Upper Peninsula. So geographically, there's a lot of territory to roam around up in there.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that comes to a point in the campaign, and I don't know if you've reached it yet or not, but basically, we feel like we've done everything that we can. We've put out the signs, even though the Road Commission took them down, we had to put them back out. They had to cut the grass and trim some sign areas, and we had to move them, go pick them up, put them back out there. But the mailers have gone out. You've attended the events. You've done basically everything you can. You have maybe some advertising planned for, you know, newspapers, some mailers, things like that. But it comes a point in these campaigns, Neil, that you basically feel like you've done everything you can do.
Yep, that's true. You know, and but it is amazing. It's been, especially with a huge district. You know, no matter how much you travel, you don't ever quite get to every nook and cranny. So, we've had overwhelming outpouring from people. I've got a list that compiled over the weekend here. I think I've got somewhere between 40 and 50 signs that people have reached out to us and want. And so, you know, that will take up a bunch of the week. And I've got some great volunteers that are helping with that, but I'm going to do a bunch of them myself, too. And so, you know, sometimes you think you've kind of saturated everything, but it's amazing. There's a lot of people out there. And that's why I said I'm so excited. The support has just been overwhelming. And just can't wait to, you know, this whole thing, obviously extremely unfortunate with what happened to President Trump. But at the same time, it has motivated people. And they're coming out of the woodwork to realize that, hey, we've got a country to save here.
Absolutely. And it's amazing because after all the attacks, the media ran against them. It doesn't get any more intense than somebody shooting a gun at your head and only by a couple inches missing him. Great convention there in Milwaukee, coming out of it very unified, totally. I couldn't believe the energy. And then, of course, picking J.D. Vance. I don't know if you had a chance to see, but Jesse Waters sat down with both Trump and Vance and did an interview with them. And it was amazing how unified they are as a team, interacting together. Just unbelievable chemistry, I guess you would call it, between the two of them. But what are you hearing from the folks out there on the campaign trail about, you know, how they've attacked Donald Trump? They've tried to attack you. You know, all kinds of things. People are drawing, you know, some similarities to the two. Are you hearing that from the folks out there in the 107th?
Absolutely, absolutely. I was honored to go down to the rally in Grand Rapids on Saturday, and you know, it was phenomenal to hear JD down there. I honestly haven't followed him that much, didn't know that much about him, but he gave a tremendous speech down there. And you're right. I mean, I've heard reports of as many as 35,000 people down there. I know that arena holds somewhere right around 11, and it was jam-packed, and there were people pouring outside. For people that are familiar with the geographics down there, where Van Andel is located, the people were lined up across 131. You know, that's several blocks away.
Sure.
And so it's amazing. It's so fun to be part of that energy. And you're right. You know, people are realizing that, you know, the message that folks like you and I have been trying to spread for a long time is really starting to catch on. You know, you always hate to see, you know, catastrophic events that help to mobilize people, but that certainly has happened here. And people are getting sick and tired or fed up of those of us that are really, you know, committed to caring for the state and for our country, of being crucified all the time. And it's going to be a crazy election season. I'm excited for it, and you know, I just can't wait to see exactly what happens. But no. Tremendous amount of support. They seem to be a fantastic team, and I just can't imagine. You know, clearly the Democrats are playing games now with the whole Biden thing. But if you look at that whole thing and how that fits together, you know, their first plan didn't work, you know, a week ago Saturday, and
right.
So they have to go to Plan B, you know, and so there's a lot of evil and corruption in this country, and it's time that we have. Well, that's why it's so important for the 107th District to reelect me. You know, we need someone strong in Lansing that has proven that they will not falter, they will not cave in, they're not a deal maker, and, you know, we don't need to send somebody down there that's openly bragging about how they're going to work with anybody they have to make a name for themselves in politics.
Absolutely. Well, I got a flyer and a Facebook post about an event you got coming up on this Sunday. Why don't you pull that information up and tell people about it? Who's hosting this? Where is it going to be at? And what you hope to accomplish? How many folks will be there? What's basically the theme? And what are you doing on this Sunday, July 28th?
Well, we've got a couple of great events. There's a Women for Frisky event on Thursday night that's being held, hosted by some ladies over at Somerset Point. But then on Sunday, we have we're doing a truck rally, and that's going to be held at Prime Diesel up on the north side of Petoskey. Walt has been a tremendous supporter from day one when I got involved in politics, and they're hosting the event. And I know you're planning on being there. We've got a food truck or two that's going to be there, and it's for people with cool trucks, you know, four wheel drives, Jeeps, whatever you have. We're actually opening the invitation to bikes as well, and we're going to have some cool prizes. I know some of Walt's suppliers are offering some cool prizes for best of show and just some creative little things we're going to come up with to you know, give recognition to some of the best looking trucks that come in there. So if you've got a big four wheel drive that you're proud of, bring it on up there, and we're going to have a good time together. We're excited about it.
I have the flyer on it, so if you guys would like the flyer, just text me Friske, F-R-I-S-K-E. Just text me Friske, and I'll send you the flyer. I believe it starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday up there in Petoskey and goes until 8 o'clock. Is that accurate?
Yep, absolutely right. You bet.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show. And again, folks, I apologize for the technical difficulties, but we finally got them connected and not as good a sound as we wanted, but hopefully you can hear it good enough on the signal and on the platforms, the website, and the apps. And we'll be re-airing this broadcast throughout the day every 3 hours. So if you want the flyer, just text me Friske throughout the day. We're going to be off the air at noon, but text me Friske and I'll send you the event. Final thoughts, Neil, before we let you go.
Well, Randy, again, you know, I just want to thank the people of the 107th District for their continued support of me and their trust in me. And, you know, we've had some bumps in the road here and there, but that's what life is all about. And we're coming out of that great, and I'm just looking forward to the events we have coming up this week with the women's event on Thursday and then the truck rally on Sunday. And, you know, we're working hard every day. I've got a great group of volunteers. And if anybody needs signs, reach out to the campaign. And we will absolutely get back with you. So anybody wants to help, we're excited to have them.
Very good. All right, Neil, will you stay safe out there on the trail, and we'll talk to you soon.
That was great, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Again, that's State Representative Neil Friske. I apologize for the sound quality. We had a little problem with the connecting him into the studio, but basically text me Friske. I'll send you the flyer, and we'll be able to get that out to you so you can be prepared to attend it with us. I'll actually be DJing the event on Sunday night and providing the music for everybody. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
To the show, last segment of hour number one on this Monday. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties with Neil Friske. We'll get them fixed for next time we have him on the show. One of the things you have to understand is when people attack, and I'm not talking necessarily the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but when they attack your character, they attack your voting record by twisting it. When they attack you with these mailers from his actual campaign, his opponent, people do not respond well to negative campaigning. I personally believe that his young opponent is listening to some bad advice from the people handling him, the Bergman machine. Tony List, John Yab of Strategic National, his hitman, Brandon Hall. It's all a concentrated effort to feed the media a story to get them to print it. Whether it's based in fact or not, whether there's two sides of a story, they don't care. If you can use something negative against your opponent, people will think they'll vote for the other guy as opposed to the person they're attacking. But you see, we're smarter than that. People can figure this out. And when you negatively attack your opponent in order to win votes, it usually backfires. People will vote for the person that they know, that they believe is being attacked, is being set up, is being framed, is being smeared for political purposes. And people can figure that out. They're not stupid. I have total trust in the people of the 107th that they'll vote the right way. I believe they're going to vote the right way in such huge numbers. It will prove my point to his opponent and his political handlers, the Bergman machine. It's worked in the past on other campaigns. Perfect example, 37th state Senate race back in the day when Greg McMaster was running against Wayne Schmidt. It was an open seat. They were going to run for it, and the campaign started. Greg McMaster was leading Wayne Schmidt. Why? I had come out publicly and endorsed Greg McMaster, many other patriots, conservatives, constitutionalists were supporting his candidacy. And then they went into negative attack mode. They even went so far as to contact Greg McMaster's birth mother, and I believe, and was told, that they paid off her mortgage. She had a very small balance owing on her mortgage on her house. They paid off her house to get her to come out and publicly endorse his opponent. They broke sealed court record documents and brought up information about his divorce from years ago, decades ago. It was the worst dirty politicking I have ever seen in my life. The smear campaign worked because the 37th Senate District is so large, a lot of people didn't even know who Greg McMaster was. He was our state representative down here for Antrim County. He did a great job. Once he learned how we felt about his voting record, he was a great state representative. I think he would have been a great state senator. But the machine, the Bergman machine, did not want Greg McMaster. They wanted Wayne Schmidt. Their tax and spend big government Democrat to be the Republican senator for 8 years, which he did. Thank God for term limits. We got rid of Schmidt. We should have had a clean Republican primary, but it was boogered up with a couple of candidates that shouldn't have run that got into the race, and we ended up with John DeMoose, a Bergman machine candidate. Now they're trying to do the same thing with Lisa Trombley against Katie Ness down in the 103rd. Former state senator Jason Allen, on his social media post, talked about their puppet machine, Bergman machine candidate Lisa Trombley, giving a great presentation update about the defense. The Defense Department, the defense budget, and their activities. What does that have to do with a state representative in Lansing representing the 103rd? That kind of information should have been presented by Congressman Jack Bergman. But guess what? Bergman wasn't there. Bergman has not been seen at any of these candidate forums or any of these debates. He's letting his puppets do the talking for him. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education.